The cost of daycare is a shock for many first-time parents. The expense can be so big that some middle- and low-income families in Philadelphia have to weigh whether a parent should continue working or stay home with the kids. A state subsidy program can help defray the cost for some working families. Joel Wolfram reports for WHYY it falls far short of serving all the children who would benefit from it.
Deshaun Sherrell is a single dad to 6-year-old Zamion.
C-A-Y-P-I-V-I-O-N.
They've just gotten back to their West Philadelphia row house from a long day at school and work. Sherrell is telling me how he balances his 9-to-5 job as a records clerk at City Hall with the job of being a dad.
Everything else I do is with him. Everything else I do.
He keeps one eye on Zamion as the first grader runs back and forth across the living room, gathering action figures, plastic insects, and vehicles from a big box of toys.
Oh, I just lost track because he's picking up a car. What are you doing?
I'm making a whole city.
This city counts Buzz Lightyear and Spider-Man among its citizens. Zamion is at school for most of the time his dad is at work. But Sherrell still needs child care for him after school and during the summer. He makes just above the maximum to qualify for state subsidies that could help him pay for that care. For a family of two, that's about $34,000 a year. But after paying rent and monthly bills, he says he's got virtually nothing left for child care.
You could have $20 left, and they'd be like, well, guess you make too much. Like, what are you talking about? I don't make too much. I have barely enough money still to eat, and you guys are asking for, like, I still got to pay for daycare. What am I supposed to do here?
Most working parents in Philadelphia can relate to that feeling, according to a recent report by the nonprofit Public Citizens for Children and Youth. It found that even two-child families making up to $75,000 a year are likely to be nearly underwater with their finances after paying for basic necessities. For families with young children, childcare was the biggest expense after the rent or mortgage. Middle-income families near the cutoff for public benefit programs often face a particular dilemma. A promotion or a higher-paying job can mean that extra money is erased by the cost of childcare. Melissa Blatz of Fox Chase used to teach kindergarten, but says it wouldn't have made sense to continue teaching once she started having kids.
I would be working to pay for their childcare.
So she took a job as the director of a childcare center where she could bring her own children. All four attended the same infant care program there.
So I would be working in my capacity and hear, you know, the cry of my child from the infant room. But I had to have that extra level of trust that the caregivers would meet their need.
Donna Cooper, the executive director of Public Citizens for Children and Youth, says income caps for qualifying for state child care subsidies should be raised to help parents like both Blatz and Sherrell, who make more than the caps allow.
We need to make it possible for somebody earning $75,000 to be able to qualify for some child care help.
But first, she says, Pennsylvania's underfunded Child Care Works program has to meet the demand from all the lower-income families who already qualify. There are currently more than 2,000 children statewide waiting to receive the subsidies. And Cooper says that's just the tip of the iceberg, because the program isn't widely advertised.
Were that to happen, there'd be thousands of families signing up for child care.
Only 45% of Philadelphia children who are eligible for Child Care Works are enrolled in the subsidy program. Serving them all would require a lot more funding, most of which comes from the U.S. government. The federal budget for child care assistance has seen big increases in recent years, and Pennsylvania received an additional $56 million for it last year.
But we did lose state funding that we could have used to fill this waiting list problem.
That's Diane Barber, executive director of the Pennsylvania Child Care Association. She says the $36 million that the state cut from its child care budget would have been enough to clear the waiting list and then some. Still, advocates say billions more federal dollars are needed to ensure families nationwide can access quality, affordable child care. So working parents look for stopgaps. Deshaun Sherrell's son goes to a free after-school program where he can pick him up after work. His school also offers an affordable daytime program where Sherrell sent Zamion last summer. But it let out before the end of the workday, which wasn't ideal.
I would take my lunch break at like 3. I would run home, pick him up, and go right back to work. Try and grab something on the way, like snacks and stuff. Maybe a quick pizza from like Wawa or 7-Eleven, something like that. And he would sit at work for me for like an hour and a half.
As for this summer, Sherelle says he'll cross that bridge like when he gets there. For WHYY News, Joel Wolfram.